With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hezbollah fired into a disputed border zone held by Israel after multiple Israeli strikes inside Lebanon since a ceasefire took hold last week. Despite that, the United States says the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is holding together for the most part. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Despite some sporadic military activity between Israel and Lebanon, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the ceasefire has led to a dramatic reduction in the violence.
We went from hundreds of rocket attacks to basically zero by Hezbollah and dozens of airstrikes by Israel to one or two per day.
The ceasefire is essentially holding, even though Israel and Hezbollah have accused each other of violating terms of the truce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A number of Democrat senators have rebuked President Biden for pardoning his son Hunter. Bob Agnew reports.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is among several Democrats who say the president's decision further undermines trust in government. He says Biden is putting his personal interest above duty, something that, quote, further erodes Americans' faith that the justice system is fair and equal for all. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan writes on X, the pardon erodes trust in government and, in his words, emboldens others to bend justice to suit their interests. Bob Agner reporting.
Snow continued to fall Monday around parts of the Great Lakes region where storm-weary residents who have plowed and shoveled for days face the prospect of even greater accumulations. Lake effect snow fell on parts of western New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio that were already blanketed with a foot or more over the past 4 days. More snow is forecast to fall through Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 128 points. This is SRN News. Christians are cheering Australia's social media ban.
Clergymen, pro-family groups, and others have been warning for years that social media is corrupting the spirits, minds, and bodies of the world's young people. And they're all congratulating Australia's government for taking action. Though it won't be implemented for a year, the ban will cover all children under the age of 16 and will levy large fines on tech companies that break the law. Social media is blamed for introducing kids to pornography and gambling, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's top court has upheld earlier rulings that favor the granting of subsidized housing benefits and equal inheritance rights to gay couples. The Court of Final Appeals' dismissal of the government's appeals ends some of the years-long legal battles between homosexuals and Hong Kong's housing authority. Asia's generally a socially conservative region, but relentless pressure by LGBT activists are making inroads. This is SRN News. Like Black Friday, sales are expected to be huge on Cyber Monday.
Consumers are scouring the internet for online deals as they look to make the most of the post-Thanksgiving shopping marathon on Cyber Monday. The National Retail Federation came up with the term for the Monday after Black Friday in 2005. Even though e-commerce is now part and parcel for many people's regular routine, Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. That's thanks to steady discounts and a fair amount of hype. Consumer spending for the online shopping days between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday provides an indication of how much shoppers are willing to spend for the holidays. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A Delaware judge has reaffirmed her ruling that Tesla must revoke Elon Musk's multi-billion dollar pay package. The judge also rejected a massive fee request by plaintiff attorneys. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.